to the provisions of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature, and AS 2405-160, the House of Representatives of the State of Alaska assembled in the House chambers for the first regular session of the 21st Legislature is hereby called to order. The presentation of colors and Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Lauren Hale, Samantha Raguska, Victoria Hale, Taja Anderson, Casey Girton, Catherine and Carol Umstead, Amanda Colm, and Claire Badger of the Tongass, Alaska Girl Scout Council. Please rise. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of the Alaska Flag Song, which will be performed by the Alaska Youth Choir under the direction of Missouri Smythe. Thank you. Thank you so much to the Alaska Youth Choir. That was a beautiful job. This morning's invocation will be given by Pastor Pat Brayton of the Valley Chapel.
Please bow in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name to pray for your blessing on these men and women who serve as our elected representatives in the state of Alaska. As this new session begins, may your Holy Spirit fill these chambers with hope and harmony. When we are faced with dilemma, grant us your wisdom and direction. When faced with trials or emergency, please grant us your help and courage. We acknowledge our need of you, O Lord, and ask that you give us all that we require for the tasks ahead. In you is the answer to the subsistence controversy. In you is the answer to budget woes. Let these answers and many others be given to this body, and let their work be fruitful. May Alaskans everywhere benefit from what is done here in the next few months. And may your blessings be obvious to all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Lieutenant Governor. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. It is now time to read the certification of election. I, Sandra Stout, Director of Elections for the State of Alaska, do hereby certify that the following candidates were elected and certified to the State House of Representatives at the general election held on the third day of November 1998 in the state of Alaska, as shown by the official certification of the State Ballot Counting Review Board as provided by Alaska Statutes 15-15-450. District 1, William K. Williams. District 2, Ben Grusendorf. District 3, Beth Kurtula. District 4, Bill Hudson. District 5, Albert Kukesh. District 6, Alan Osterman. District 7, Gail R. Phillips. District 8, Gary L. Davis. District 9, Harold V. Smalley. District 10, Joseph P. Green. District 11, Norman Rokeberg. District 12, Andrew J. Halcrow. District 13, Ethan A. Berkowitz. District 14, Lisa Murkowski. District 15, Eric Croft. District 16, Alan Kemplin. District 17, John J. Cowdery. District 18, Con Bundy. District 19, Jerry Sanders. District 20, Brian S. Porter. District 21, Sharon M. Cisna. District 22, Ramona L. Barnes. District 23, Eldon Mulder. District 24, Pete Cott. District 25, Fred Dyson. District 26, Vic Coring. District 27, Scott Ogan. District 28, Beverly L. Masick. District 29, John Davies. District 30, Tom Bryce. District 31, Jim Whitaker. District 32, John B. Coghill, Jr. District 33, Jean P. Terrio. District 34, Jeanette A. James. District 35, John Harris. District 36, Carl Morgan. District 37, Reggie Jewell. District 38, Richard Foster. District 39, Mary Sattler. District 40, Carl E. Moses. In testimony whereof, I have hereto set my hand and affixed hereto the seal of the state of Alaska at Juneau, the capital, this first day of December, A.D. 1998, Sandra J. Stout, Director of the Division of Elections. Congratulations. It is now time to do the oath of office. We will have a slight pause after each district because I understand we want to change out the galleries for the families that have come today. So those of you who are in the gallery, after your family has been sworn in, if you'd make room for the others, we would certainly appreciate it. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 1, William K. Williams. District 2, Ben Grusendorf. District 3, Beth Kertula. District 4, Bill Hudson. District 5, Albert M. Kukesh. If you'll all sort of stand close together, then the cameras can get you. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Congratulations, Ben. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 6, Alan Osterman. District 7, Gail Phillips. District 8, Gary Davis. District 9, Harold V. Smalley. District 10, Joseph Green. If you'll all come just slightly closer to each other and to me, they can get you together. Very good. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Welcome back, Alan. Nice to see you, Gail. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 11, Norman Rokeberg. District 12, Andrew J. Halcrow. District 13, Ethan Berkowitz. District 14, Lisa Murkowski. District 15, Eric Croft. Okay, everybody get a little closer and a little closer to me. You all have to be with each other for a long time. You might as well get used to it. You're going to get very cozy. Okay. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my abilities. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the House. Congratulations, Mr. Minority Leader. Nice to see you, Norm. Congratulations, Lisa. Congratulations, following your father's footsteps. Be proud. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 16, Alan Kemplin. District 17, John J. Cowdery. District 18, Con Bundy. District 19, Jerry Sanders. District 20, Brian S. Porter. Great. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me and insert your name after the word I. I
do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Alaska,
and that I will faithfully discharge my duties
as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 21, Sharon M. Cisna. District 22, Ramona L. Barnes. District 23, Eldon Mulder. District 24, Pete Cott. District 25, Fred Dyson. Yes, please come closer. That's right. It's all for the cameras, you know. Okay, how are you doing? You ready? Okay. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska. And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Nice to have you, Sharon. Welcome back, Ronald. Congratulations, Elva. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 26, Vic Coring. District 27, Scott Ogan. District 28, Beverly Masick. District 29, John Davies. District 30, Tom Bryce. So this is where the Valley and Fairbanks meets, huh? Right here. Okay, come a little closer. Step on somebody's toes to your left and to your right. See if that works. Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Welcome back. You're all a bunch of old timers up here. Yes, you all know this. Will the following representatives please come forward to take your oath of office? District 31, Jim Whitaker. District 32, John B. Coghill, Jr. District 33, Jean Terrio. District 34, Jeanette James. District 35, John Harris. Great. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I.
I, John Coghill,
do solemnly swear
that
I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Alaska,
and the Constitution of the State of Alaska,
and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome back, Jeanette. Congratulations, John. Will the following representatives please come forward to take the oath of office? District 36, Carl Morgan. District 37, Reggie Jewell. District 38, Richard Foster. District 39, Mary Sattler Kaspner. District 40, Carl E. Moses. Sorry. Actually, Mary, why don't you get in the middle? Make a better photo. Okay, now everybody take a step forward and together. Great, okay. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me and insert your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Great time, Ron. Congratulations. Nice to have you, Mary. Welcome back. Well, congratulations to each and every one of you. I know you feel, as I do, that service to your state is a great honor and a great responsibility, and I sincerely wish that each of you will have a productive session. Please remember to come by my office this afternoon sometime between 1 and 4. You need to sign your oath of office, and I will be there during that period, and if you want to bring your family along for a photograph, we can do that too, but please come by this afternoon for the signing. Nominations are now in order for Speaker pro tempore of the House. Representative Berkowitz.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I nominate Representative Green to be Speaker pro tempore of the House.
Without objection, Representative Green has been elected Speaker pro tempore of the House. Will Representative Ogun and Representative Berkowitz escort Speaker pro tempore Green to the rostrum?
Welcome all. Pursuant to Alaska Statute 2405-120, uniform rules in effect during the previous legislative session will serve as the rules of this legislature until adoption of permanent rules. And with that, I now declare that nominations are in order for the Speaker of the House. Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my privilege to nominate Representative Brian Porter to be Speaker of the House and move the nominations be closed.
Hearing no objections, nominations for Speaker are closed. The question before the House is, shall Representative Porter be elected Speaker of the House? Will the members please vote? Will the clerk please lock the rolls? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, please tally the vote.
40 yeas, 0 nays.
With that, I declare that Representative Porter has been elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 21st Legislative Session. Would Representatives Barnes and Grusendorf please escort Representative Porter to the rostrum? This was supposed to be a number one wood, but this will suffice.
Please be seated. Thank you very much. First, let me say thank you very much for your vote, for your confidence. We start this session together. My remarks this morning will be brief. I have endeavored on several occasions to sit down and prepare remarks for this occasion, which I feel, quite frankly, very humbled by. But time didn't allow. As I have told my predecessors, Gail and Ramona and Ben, and I know that's out of order to use first names, but I'm going to fudge just a little. There's an awful lot they didn't tell me about this job, and I'm learning it already. We are fortunate to have three past speakers in our body. I hope to do as good a job in guiding our deliberations as they have done. The thing that I will pledge to you, as I'm sure each speaker that has sat here previously has done, is that I will endeavor my best to guide our deliberations and conduct the business of the House as fairly and as objectively as I possibly can. There is one thing. I have been told that I have, on occasions, a soft voice. With that in mind, this is the gavel that I have selected to use. Not all in fun, but there is a story behind it, and I'll share it with you now. Many of you know that my previous life was a career in law enforcement. This currently inappropriate nightstick belonged to my father, who also had a career in law enforcement. He passed away some years ago. The reason that I have selected to use it is that the professional standards and the personal values that my father held and demonstrated all of his life, I think, are appropriate as a reminder to me when I'm sitting up here to use those same standards and values. That's why I'll be using this. And if our deliberations get too far afield, well, let me just say, wrapping up remarks, that the tasks that face us this year and next are quite daunting, and that is probably the understatement of the year. It could be said, and I don't think it's an overstatement, that whether the state of Alaska moves confidently into the next century or is carried in on a stretcher has an awful lot to do with what the 21st legislature is capable of doing in the next 2 years. There is no doubt in my mind that we are capable of meeting that challenge. So, let's go to work. The first thing on my agenda is that, pursuant to the provisions of Uniform Rule 1E, I appoint the following members to the Committee on Committees: Representative Jewell, Representative Berkowitz, Representative Mulder, Representative Terrio, Representative Cowdery, Representative Green, and myself as chair. I would ask that Representative Phillips and Representative Bryce please advise the governor that the House is in session and ready to do business. I would now ask that Representatives Hudson and Representatives Davies please advise the other body that the House is in session and ready to do business. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House recess to your call so that the messages can be delivered to both the governor and the other body, and that the Committee on Committees can convene and deliberate.
The Committee on Committees will meet to deliberate immediately after we recess in the Speaker's office. We will stand in recess for approximately 15 minutes. Presence by voting. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
29 members present.
We do have a quorum. Chair would recognize Representative Phillips. Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to report that the representative from the peninsula and I did announced to the governor that we were in session, and he stated, and I quote, "Come get me, you copper, you'll never take me alive." just kidding. There went my capital for the year. He did express, he said, good luck. He looked forward to working with this body in the upcoming session and looked forward to having a cooperative year.
Thank you, Representative Bryce. Knowing the governor as I do, the first statement might not have been inappropriate. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Davies and I also had the pleasure and honor of going to the Senate. We couldn't find anybody there. We finally tracked down the president of the Senate in her office, and we advised her that we were open for business, and she said that they would look forward to working with us.
Thank you, Representative Hudson, Representative Davies. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Cadre.
Thank you. In the gallery behind me, holding down the seat, I think my wife probably has a better attendance record than some in here, but anyway, it's my wife of about 48 years or something. I'd like to introduce her. One, she's my first wife.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the same gallery, I would like to introduce to those who are new to the legislature one of the finest ladies that I've had the pleasure of meeting, and that is the Speaker's wife, Betty.
Representative Harris.
In the Taylor Gallery behind me, it's my pleasure to introduce from Valdez, Dr. Joanne McDowell and Jimmy Jones, and in the camera room right over here on the left, Doug DeSorcy from the Community College.
Are there any further guests for Representative Gertula?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, it's my pleasure to introduce someone who's largely responsible for me being here today, and another close friend, my husband, Assemblyperson Jim Powell, and Harvey Marvin. Thank you.
Representative Smalley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery behind me is an individual that worked very hard in getting me here, and I appreciate her a great deal. We've been married only 30 years, but we're working on it. It's my wife, Susan.
I see no other guests for introduction. Without objection, the House will move down the calendar to reports of special committees. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think all the members will find on their desks a copy of the Committee on Committees, and I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt this Committee on Committees report.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, the Committee on Committees report has been adopted. Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent and consent of the House to advance unfinished business. In accordance with Uniform Rule 3, I would like to nominate Susan Lowell as Chief Clerk of the House for the 21st Legislature and move and ask unanimous consent that the nominations be closed.
Are there objections?
And
seeing no objections, it is ordered that Susie Lowell is unanimously elected Chief Clerk of the House.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'd also like to introduce the other two staff that's in the with Susan is Nancy Shaw Fuppiger. I hope I did that right, and Peggy Sepulveda.
Representative Cowdery.
And Mr. Speaker, the Rules Committee is proud to appoint for the third consecutive legislature Sean Riley, Sergeant of Arms of the 21st Legislature.
Without objection, the House will find that Sean Riley is appointed Sergeant of Arms for the 21st Legislature. Representative Gavin.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. And also joining as us as Assistant Sergeant of Arms is Leela Kimbrell from Soldotna. And Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce our pages. Brooke Alda of Soldotna, right over here. Wes Alexander of Fairbanks, back here. John Carter of Anchorage. Mandy Hill of Kotzebue. And Guy Todd of Anchorage.
So welcome to the pages.
And also Brooke Alda.
All right. Thank you, Representative Cowdery. If there is no objection, the House will move back up the calendar to messages. Madam Clerk, are there messages from the Governor?
I have a message dated January 11th stating that under the provisions of Article 3, Section 18 of the Constitution, the Governor is requesting the opportunity to address a joint session of the 21st Alaska State Legislature on Wednesday, January 20th at 8 o'clock p.m. for a presentation of a combined State of the State and State of the Budget address. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Are there communications?
A letter dated November 30th was received from Warren W. Matthews, Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, stating that he has appointed the following individuals to serve full terms as public members of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics commencing January 1, 1999, Kurt D. Wallace and H. Connor Thomas.
The consideration of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics shall be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
And I've received the following report, Select Committee on Legislative Ethics public decisions issued by the committee. Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank, 1998 Annual Report, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Office of the Commissioner, Anticipated Expenditures from the International Airports Construction Fund, Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Executive Summary, Changes in the Distribution of Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Permits, 1975 to 1997, Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, FY97 Annual Report, and Division of Legislative Audit, Legislative Budget and Audit Committee Audit Reports, State of Alaska single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 1997, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Division of Occupational Licensing, Board of Pharmacy, and the Real Estate Surety Fund, September 9th, 1998, Division of Tourism Contracting Procedures, August 13th, 1998, Alaska Railroad Corporation Review of Selected Contracts, August 12th, 1998, Department of Education, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, Review of Management Practices, Student Financial Aid Division, Division of Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Family and Youth Services, Child Protective Services, Custody and Termination Decisions for Selected Cases, Department of Natural Resources, Division of Agricultural, Matanuska Lake, September 30th, 1998. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Does the clerk have citations or resolutions for introduction?
Citation honoring Sergeant Michael Mike Grimes, by Representative Porter. Honoring Daniel L. Walker, Alaska 1999 Teacher of the Year, by Senator Torgerson. Honoring Marlene Byerly, Alaska 1998 Principal of the Year, by Senator Torgerson. In memoriam, Effie Raymond, by Senator Torgerson. In memoriam, Larry Michael Oskakoff, by Senator Torgerson. House Resolution Number 1 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Fisheries.
That will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Resolution Number 2 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on World Trade and State Federal Relations.
That will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Resolution 3 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Economic Development and Tourism.
That also will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Resolution Number 4 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Oil and Gas.
So as to be consistent, that will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Resolution Number 5 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs.
While we're on a roll, that will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Resolution Number 6 by the House Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on Electric Utility Restructuring.
That too will be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
House Joint Resolution Number 1 by Representative Coring, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska requiring that provisions of a bill that levy a state tax increase the rate of a state tax levy or repeal or reduce an exemption from a state tax levy required the affirmative vote of a majority of the qualified voters of the state who vote on the question.
That will be referred to Judiciary and the Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 2 by Representative Phillips proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to a biannual state budget to the appropriation limit and to appropriations from the Budget Reserve Fund.
That too will be referred to Judiciary and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 3 by Representative Bundy proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to initiatives regarding natural resources belonging to the state.
That will be referred to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 4 by Representative Davies proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska authorizing a priority for subsistence users of replenishable natural resources and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 5 by Representative Osterman proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska creating Highway Fund and a Harbor Fund.
That referral will be Transportation, Judiciary, and the Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 6 by Representative Coring proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to state aid for education.
It will be referred to HESS, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 7 by Representative Williams proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
It will be referred to State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Clerk, do we have bills for introduction?
House Bill Number 1 by Representative Bryce entitled An Act Relating to Collective Bargaining Agreements and Arbitration Awards of Class A1 Municipal Employees.
That will be referred to Community and Regional Affairs and Labor and Commerce.
House Bill Number 2 by Representative James entitled An Act Relating to Issuance of a Motor Vehicle Registration Plate 2 or Parking Permit for a Person Who is Disabled.
It will be referred to Transportation and State Affairs.
House Bill Number 3 by Representative Bryce entitled An Act Relating to Controlled Substances and to the Possession and Distribution of Certain Chemicals.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill Number 4 by Representative Coring, An Act Rejecting the Use of Daylight Saving Time.
It will be referred to the Special Committee on World Trade and State and Federal Relations and Labor and Commerce.
House Bill Number 5 by Representative Coring entitled An Act Relating to Tuition Vouchers for Education and Providing for an Effective Date.
That will be referred to HESS and the Finance Committee.
House Bill Number 6 by Representative Coring entitled An Act Relating to Display of Motor Vehicle Registration Plates.
Transportation, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill Number 7 by Representative Coring entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Registration Plates.
Transportation, State Affairs.
House Bill Number 8 by Representatives Coring and Masick entitled An Act Naming the Pedestrian Underpass at Montana Creek on the Parks Highway as Shelby's Way.
That will be referred to the Transportation Committee.
House Bill Number 9 by Representative Porter entitled An Act Relating to Collection of Settlement Information in Civil Litigation, Amending Rule 41A3, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and Rule 511E, Alaska Rules of Appellate Procedure, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Will we refer to rules for count? To the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill Number 10 by Representative Hudson entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives and Providing for an Effective Date.
We refer to the HESS Committee.
House Bill Number 11 by Representative Terrio entitled An Act Relating to Controlled Substances and to the Possession and Distribution of Certain Chemicals and Providing for an Effective Date.
Referral to Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill Number 12 by Representative James entitled An Act Relating to an Easement for the Extension of the Alaska Railroad to the Alaska-Canada Border.
That will be referred to Transportation and Resources.
House Bill Number 13 by Representative Roekberg by request entitled An Act Relating to the Characterization of, Use of, Segregation of, Deposit of, Interest on, Disbursement of Escrow Money relating to the recording, filing, and delivery of escrow documents relating to civil penalties for violations of certain escrow provisions by escrow settlement agents relating to the supervision by the Department of Commerce and Economic Development of escrow settlement agents authorizing the adoption of regulations to implement certain escrow provisions and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to Labor and Commerce.
House Bill Number 14 by Representative Roekberg entitled An Act Relating to Driver's License Records of Certain Children.
Referral to Transportation and State Affairs.
House Bill number 15 by Representatives Roquefort and Dyson, entitled An Act Relating to Disclosure of Information About Certain Children and Amending Rule 22 Alaska Child in Need of Aid Rules.
That will be referred to the Hess Committee and Judiciary.
House Bill number 16 by Representative Croft, entitled An Act Transferring to the Department of Health and Social Services the authority to license all assisted living facilities, eliminating the authority of the Department of Administration to license assisted living facilities, and providing for an effective date.
That will receive a referral to State Affairs and the Hess Committee.
House Bill number 17 by Representative Bryce, entitled An Act Relating to the Calculation of Employee Contributions and Credited Service in the Public Employees Retirement System for Non-Certificated Employees of School Districts, Regional Educational Attendance Areas, the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, and the State Boarding Schools, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Hess.
House Bill number 18 by Representative Barnes, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation from the Earnings Reserve Account to the Principal of the Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill number 19 by Representative Bryce, entitled An Act Relating to the Maintenance of Certain Access Structures.
Committee Regional Affairs, Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill number 20 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Providing for an Advisory Vote on the Issue of Capital Punishment.
Will be referred to State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill number 21 by Representative Roquefort, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Medical Assistance for Needy Persons Program and for Certain Programs Relating to Tobacco Smoking and Providing for an Effective Date.
That will be referred to Hess and the Finance Committee.
House Bill number 22 by Representative Ogun, entitled An Act Relating to Investigations of Property by a Municipal Assessor or the Assessor's Agent and Providing for an Effective Date.
Referral to Community and Regional Affairs.
House Bill number 23 by Representative Phillips, an act classifying anadromous streams and tributaries relating to the designation of riparian areas, establishing buffers on certain streams, and relating to slope stability standards on certain streams, and requiring retention of low-value timber along certain water bodies where prudent.
Referred to Resources.
House Bill number 24 by Representative Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Reimbursement to a Municipality for Certain Property Tax Revenue Lost to It as a Result of a Tax Exemption for Certain Residences and Providing for an Effective Date.
It will be referred to Community Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 25 by Representative Davies, entitled An Act Relating to a Municipal River Habitat Protection Tax Credit.
CRNA and Resources.
House Bill number 26 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Relating to the Location of the Convening of the Legislature in Session and to the Relocation of Functions of State Government and Providing for an Effective Date.
Referred to State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 27 by Representative Mulder, entitled An Act Relating to Graduate Student Loans and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill number 28 by Representative Croft, entitled An Act Imposing a Surcharge on Fines Imposed for Misdemeanors, Infractions, and Violations, and authorizing disposition of estimated receipts from that surcharge, and creating the Juvenile Justice Grant Fund in order to provide financial assistance for the operation of youth courts.
Hess, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill number 29 by Representatives Croft and Phillips, entitled An Act Requiring that the Cost of Contraceptives and Related Health Care Services be included in health insurance coverage.
Hess and Finance.
House Bill number 30 by Representative Davies, entitled An Act Relating to Subsistence Use of Fish and Game, to Fish and Game Advisory Committees, and to Permits for Historic or Traditional Uses of Fish and Game and Harvest Practices, amending the definition of domicile for purposes of the Fish and Game Code and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill number 31 by Representative Cisna, Berkowitz, Croft, and Kemplin, entitled An Act Making an Appropriation for Construction and Renovation of the University of Alaska Anchorage Consortium Library Facility and Providing for an Effective Date.
Hess and Finance.
House Bill number 32 by Representative Terrio, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Marine Pilots.
Labor and Commerce.
House Bill number 33 by Representative Dyson, entitled An Act Relating to Bounty Hunters and to Capturing Criminal Suspects or Fugitives.
To the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 34 by Representative Dyson, entitled An Act Relating to the Crime of Misprision of a Crime Against a Child.
That too will be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 35 by Representative Ogun, entitled An Act Relating to the Crime of Failure to Stop at the Direction of a Peace Officer and Providing for an Effective Date.
and also to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 36 by Representative Mulder, entitled An Act Relating to the Establishment of Operation About Face as an Alternative Type of Juvenile Detention and Treatment.
That will be referred to the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, HES, and Finance.
House Bill number 37 by Representative Roseberg, entitled An Act Relating to Smoking Education and Cessation Programs Administered by the Department of Health and Social Services.
To the HES Committee.
House Bill number 38 by Representative Berkowitz, entitled An Act Relating to Invasion of Privacy of Another.
That will be to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 39 by Representative Green, entitled An Act Relating to the Location of Legislative Sessions and Providing for an Effective Date.
To State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 40 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Combining Parts of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and Parts of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs by Transferring Some of Their Duties to a New Department of Commerce and Rural Development, Transferring Some of the Duties of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to Other Existing Agencies, Eliminating the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs relating to the Department of Commerce and Rural Development and the Commissioner of Commerce and Rural Development, adjusting the membership of certain multi-member bodies to reflect the transfer of duties among departments and the elimination of departments, creating the Office of International Trade and relating to its duties and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to Community Regional Affairs and Labor and Commerce and Finance, and the chair will recognize the senators in the back. May I return to the other body the best wishes of the House. We look forward to working with you, and I congratulate them on their selection of the two past members of the House to deliver the message. Congratulations to you, and we look forward to working with you throughout the year. Moving right along.
House Bill 41 by Representative Hudson, entitled An Act Relating to Legislative Approval of the Terms of State Employee Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Will be referred to Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill number 42 by Representative Mulder, entitled An Act Relating to Civil Liability for Certain False or Improper Allegations in a Civil Pleading or for Certain Improper Acts Relating to a Civil Action, Amending Rule 82B, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill number 43 by Representative Davis, entitled An Act Relating to Police Training Surcharges Imposed for Violations of Municipal Ordinances.
Committee on Regional Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill number 44 by Representative Davis, entitled An Act Authorizing Animal Control Agencies and Humane Societies to Purchase, Possess, and Use Certain Drugs for Euthanizing Dogs and Cats.
Will be referred to Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill number 45 by Representative Williams, entitled An Act Relating to Initiative and Referendum Petitions and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 46 by Representative Davies, entitled An Act Establishing the Alaska Seismic Hazards Safety Commission.
That will be referred to the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 47 by Representative Berkowitz and Dyson, entitled An Act Instructing the Department of Corrections to study the principles involved in restorative community justice and produce a plan for the development of a restorative community justice approach for Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Refer to Judiciary and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I hope your voice recovers, and I hope that is the longest list of bills to read across that we will have during the next 2 years. The bills that have been read across will be held in the clerk's office until 2 p.m. today. For any member who wishes to indicate a co-sponsorship, you can tell anyone in the clerk's office of that desire. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from the call of the House for the following dates. Representative Ogun from 7 a.m. Plain Time, Friday, January 22nd, until the noon ferry, Sunday, January 24th. Representative Masick from 7:12 a.m. Plain Time, Friday, January 22nd, till 7:57 p.m. Plain Time, Monday, January 25th. Representative Osterman from 6:52 a.m. Plain Time, Friday, January 22nd, until 9:12 p.m. Plain Time, Sunday, January 24th. Representative Mulder from 7:10 a.m. Plain Time, Friday, January 22nd, until 7 p.m. Plain Time, Saturday, January 23rd. And finally, Representative Kemplin from 7 a.m. Plain Time, Friday, January 23rd, something's wrong there, 22nd, until 1:45 p.m. plain time, January 25th.
Without objection, those members are excused for the dates and times as indicated by the Majority Leader. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation for Sergeant Grimes be made a special order of business and taken up at this time.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask that move and ask unanimous consent that that citation be adopted.
Without objection, the citation for Sergeant Grimes is adopted. Thank you very much. Are there any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. There will be a majority caucus meeting immediately following session, and there will also be, Mr. Speaker, a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Speaker's office to welcome any new staff members. All members, their families, friends, and staff are invited.
Thank you, Representative Green. Any further announcements? Representative Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, that sounds pretty good. You know, I've been here for 6 years now, and I've been saying, Madam Speaker.
I would remind you of the close proximity to the previous speaker.
and the other one looking behind me. Maybe we move up to introduction of guests.
Certainly, without objection.
Thank you. In a Taylor Gallery, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce my wife, who is a very strong supporter. She came here today to help me get organized in my office and my apartment, and she has to go back home. But please help me welcome my wife, Carol.
Are there any other introductions? Seeing none, moving back to announcements, are there any further announcements? Seeing none. Have a brief at ease. Couldn't get through.
On behalf of the minority, I'd like to congratulate you on your elevation to that high post up there. I'll try not to call you Your Honor or Madam Speaker, but I'm sure that those accidents will occur. Like you said, the challenges that face the state are considerable, but I look around this body and I see considerable talent, and I think if we buckle down and work together, we can solve many of those problems. And I look forward to a session that people look back on and say that the quality and the character of the debate was one that brought credit to this institution and to the state.
Thank you, Mr. Minority Leader, for those remarks. Are there any other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 7:30 tomorrow night, when we will reconvene in joint session to hear the Governor's State of the State and budget addresses.
Without objection, the House is adjourned until 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night.